All right, Brock Faber in 3, 2, and 1. Thanks, Kevin. Joined by Brock Faber outside the Wild dressing room. A nice 7-3 win in Edmonton tonight. What did you like most about this win?
Yeah, special teams was huge tonight. You know, we battled through their pushes and took advantage of our opportunities. Wally played great. You know, overall, I thought it was a pretty good game for us.
You've had a handful of games now in your career against McDavid and Draisaitl and some of the game's greats, obviously, but specifically with those two, how much of a challenge are they as a defenseman? What goes through your mind when you're on the ice against them?
Yeah, I mean, it's they're very, very talented, obviously. They move so well. They're so skilled. I think you have to be aware of where they are every single time they step on the ice, and that's different from, you know, 99% of the league. So it's a challenge to play them every night. There's a reason they have gone so deep into the playoffs, because the whole team is complements each other so well. So it's a challenge, and you got to be up for the challenge.
Seems your team's finding ways to win different ways kind of every night, right? You're 6-1-1 the last 8, winners of 3 straight, but they haven't all looked the same. What's that say about this group?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the past 4 or 5 games, I don't think we've had our absolute best, and finding ways to win when you're not at your best is important. And, you know, we know what it takes to be at our best, and, you know, it's all part of the process and growing each night, learning each night, and keep building going into hopefully the playoffs. So,
depth scoring was huge tonight. The defense has been excellent since Quinn Hughes' addition. You guys lead the league in points by defensemen as a group since he came onto the scene. But, you know, Tyler Pitlick scores a goal. Mm-hmm. You're off with an assist. Vinny Anastro's on the score sheet again. And, you know, that's got to be important moving forward, right?
Yeah, depth scoring is huge. It's, you know, it takes a little bit off, you know, the top guys when you have deep scoring lines that play the right way, lines that, you know, make you feel their presence every time they're out there and every shift. And, you know, that's important. That's important on a good regular season. That's important on a deep playoff run. So it's huge. And, you know, we all need to keep building that way.
Two more for you, not so much related to the Wild, but the Olympics are coming up. How excited are you? What's it going to be like?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, obviously you're focused on the one game at a time and next games. And, you know, when that time comes, it'll be exciting, and just excited to get there and, you know, get going.
And then lastly, Hockey Day in 2028 will be in Maple Grove. When you heard the news, how excited were you?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's a city full of hockey players and hockey fans. It's passionate about the game, and it's super exciting. Unfortunately, the Wild play on Hockey Day Minnesota every year too, so I won't be able to make it out. But you know, super excited, and definitely deserving of that honor of playing Hockey Day Minnesota there, just because of the game's growing so much, and like I said, the fans are so passionate about it. So.
Congrats on a goal and assist, another win for your side. And on behalf of the organization, all the fans out there, best of luck in Italy for the Olympics.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
That's Brock Faber outside the Wild dressing room. Minnesota wins 7-3 tonight in Edmonton. Back to you, Kevin.